like a lost and lonely soul in a wilderness of nothing, so very dark and cold and lifelessly disturbing. She gropes her way through the mists of her deepest horror, lamenting the deep, deep sorrows of a weeping mourner. She sits before his gravestone to read his epitaph. The single rose he gave her, held to her bleeding heart. With her melancholy memories, she weeps beneath the moon, her broken heart and cold, cold soul affiliate her gloom. A haunting melody plays its song upon a haunting wind. She bows her head and cries her tears and begs to be forgiven. So deep is the sorrow she feels, she condemns herself to blame. If only she could bring him back and somehow make amends. The single rose held in her hand, she puts to her mouth to kiss, drawing blood from a thorn which lingers on her lips. The sweet taste of the crimson nectar and the sweet smell of the rose combine to increase her heartache's longing to join her lover's repose. She kisses his gravestone beneath the angel's feet. The stone feels cold against her lips, which again begin to bleed. The blood upon the granite she puts her finger to. She writes these words upon the stone, such simple words.
I love you. Forgive me for what I did to you.
She lies upon the cold ground where he was interred, clasping her hands in prayer to recite the simple verse.
Come back to me, for I cannot live without you, and I can never love another. Please come back for me.
She closes her eyes and falls asleep, perchance to dream a dream. She dreams that his arms reach from the grave to pull her in. She fears not this illusion, for it is the sanctuary she seeks. And with dying breath and her last heartbeat, she sacrifices to love. In the morning, when they find her lying there upon the grave, so pretty in her silken gown, amid the fallen autumn leaves, she's mourned away her broken heart, the ultimate tribute paid. Now they will lie together forever within that darkest grave.